Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Hi, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I conclude my discussion with Joe Lorano, who is the CEO and president of Periodic Products, which is the parent company of Sulater. And we're going to wrap up metal staining and metal removal. We're going to talk about when to drain a pool and other aspects, and we'll cover some of the resources on their website. Pool Service Pro, open a Leslie's wholesale account today and receive wholesale pricing on products you use every day. Leslie's Pool Supply offers convenient locations that are open 7 days a week. Another great benefit of opening a Leslie's wholesale account is Leslie's referral program. Get referred to a customer looking for weekly pool service. Also receive priority service, enhanced rebate programs, a discount on your general liability insurance through Spa, a discount on your pool routing software through Skimmer, and an opportunity to co-brand with Leslie's on your social media, website, truck, and more. Save time and money and grow your pool service route and become a Leslie's Pro. So on your website, you have, I think your website's excellent, by the way. There's a lot of great information there.
Thank you.
And on there, you talk about balancing your pool. And I really like the chart you have there on your website as far as balancing the pool water. And why is it an important, you know, I guess I'm going a little bit back here. But why is it important to balance your pool in the first place to, you know, as far as metal and staining go?
Well, the balanced water chart actually came from the from what is now PHTA website, and from basically the standards, the ANSI standards for the public pools. And the purpose of that is to make sure that the water is not aggressive. Water is a very aggressive material, so things will dissolve in water. So if the water doesn't have enough of something, it will actually dissolve that material to get it in. So if in the absence of sufficient calcium hardness and carbonate alkalinity, the water will get it from the plaster surface. It'll actually dissolve the plaster surface until it's satisfied with enough calcium and with enough carbonate. If you have a vinyl liner pool and there isn't enough carbonate alkalinity, you'll actually take the plasticizer out of the vinyl liner and you will see wrinkles in that liner because that water's aggressive. Years and years ago when I was working in the hospital laboratory, we used to distill our water and put it in the and basically store it on the roof. So you make a still, you distill it, put it on the roof, and we'd have stainless steel tubing going throughout the hospital lab. And we would just turn on a tap. Well, that water was so aggressive that it actually ate through the stainless steel. And we had to go to a regular system using plastic PVC piping and Teflon piping. So don't actually fool yourself. Water is very aggressive. So the purpose of balancing water is to make sure that your water is not aggressive and not corrosive. And that keeps your equipment in check. It also is important for alkalinity, because alkalinity is actually buffering the water. And it's important that you maintain the pH between 7.2 and 7.8. That's for two things. One, it's for chlorine, so that chlorine can be active in terms of doing what it needs to do. But then the second thing is that if the pH goes below 7, and you have any metal present, it'll start to corrode and actually dissolve the metal. So people that have gas-fired water heaters, if they let that pH go down below 7, they'll often have a very expensive repair on their hands, having to replace that heater core in that pool heater. So the one thing alkalinity does, carbonate alkalinity, is it actually allows you to buffer that pH so that small changes of adding your chlorine or your acid or even sitting out in the air will not cause drastic changes in your pH. So it's pH, alkalinity, hardness, and then of course TDS and temperature are the main factors when we talk about that.
Yeah, and I think you know, that's awesome to have that information available to whoever wants to go to your website and see that. And I think getting educated on balancing your pool is, of course, the primary, and any pool service professional should know what a balanced pool water looks like, the LSI chart, and all of that is important. I think another question I get is, when should I drain the customer's pool? When is this metal treatment going to work? You know, how do I know the balancing point? Like, is it better to drain this customer's plaster or PebbleTec pool and acid wash it? Or can the Sealator products remove the metals without me draining the pool? Is there a way to tell when you're at that point?
Well, there's really, yes, there is. And there's a couple of hints that I'll put in there. So according to the codes, when your TDS, which is the amount of material dissolved in your water, all right, solids dissolved in that water, when it's 1500 ppm over where you started. So that's after you balance that water, and if it's a salt system, when you put the salt in that pool. So you take a TDS reading, and then when that gets 1500 ppm above that reading, that tells you you need to dump out that some of that pool water. It's that pool has got other stuff in it. It's not an absolute marker. It's what we call a surrogate marker. Because in addition to all the ions and other stuff that's dissolved in there, you'll also have organic byproducts from the chlorine disinfection in there. And it's getting old water, and it's kind of ugly looking water. It may look clear, but we call it ugly water. So we tell people to dump out some of that water to lower the TDS. So basically, that's really the absolute number, and it's in the public building. What I should say is public pool codes, that it's 1500 ppm. But I like to apply that to the residential pools, because after all, the codes don't know, or as I say, the water doesn't know whether it's in a residential or a public pool. So if you know, the standard's good enough for the public pool, we should look at those as really good targets for the residential pool. And then to kind of address your question about, well, what do I do? Do I drain the pool, or do I acid wash it? When you acid wash it, what you're doing is you're actually dissolving the surface of that pool. So you make it thinner than it actually was when it's on, and you'll make it rougher. So I would suggest doing two things. One, try the no stain treatment first, right? Before you start washing that with acid, muriatic acid, try while the pool is filled, putting in ascorbic and citric. If you're intent on dumping out the pool water, what you've done is you've taken the stains and you've dissolved the metals and you put them in the water. When you dump the water, you dump away the metals, right? So you can actually achieve the results of that acid wash potentially without having to harm the surface of the pool. So for the few dollars it would take you to do a no drain stain removal treatment, if you're intent on dumping that water out, go ahead and do that. That way you may be able to not have to acid wash that pool, which is kind of like, you know, if you will, the last resort. And then, you know, what's going to determine whether or not you dump the pool out is what else is in there. If there's a lot of stabilizer in that pool, there's a lot of cyanuric acid in that pool, there's no good way to get it out. So if it's causing you problems, chances are your TDS is well over 1500 ppm over what you started. You probably need to dump out some of that water. Caution the listeners, and obviously the professionals know this. You don't want to dump all the water out of your pool, because that water could be holding that pool in the ground. And if you dump out all the water and all that weight, you may pop your pool out of the ground, which is a very expensive outcome. You don't want to do that. So again, make sure that you dump out only a small portion of the water at a time, fill back with fresh water, and then, you know, treat the pool that way. So definitely if you're unsure, hire a professional who knows what they're doing, or call an expert in, because there are people that specialize in this.
And I think we should caution them too about draining a vinyl or fiberglass pool all the way down too, because that can cause lots of problems with the liner and with the fiberglass pool. If there's a drop in fiberglass pool, that could cause some problems with the walls collapsing in there too. So wouldn't recommend draining all those down either. And I noticed just real quick, it's something I just thought about. The ascorbic acid treatment seems to work really well on the vinyl and fiberglass pool. Is there a reason why the ascorbic acid treatment works so well on those surface types?
Yes, and it's really a chemical reason. The stain tends to get into the plaster surface. There are pores in that surface. So the metals kind of get into that pore. And because you may have some scaling that goes on, you actually calcify over it. So you have a much more imperfect surface, which is a better hiding place for the metal. So it's harder for the chemicals to get in, and it's obviously harder to treat an older stain on a plaster surface because of the calcification that happens. When you deal with a polymer surface, which is an organic polymer, be it fiberglass or with a vinyl liner, it's a very, very smooth surface that doesn't have pockets. So it's very easy to remove remove stains from those surfaces, easier than from a plaster surface. So we use ascorbic, which is kind of like the weakest acid. Then we go with citric, that's a little stronger. If those don't work, we go with oxalic acid, which again is not a food product. It's one that you have to be very careful with. You have to wear gloves and a goggle. Be really careful with that material. And then those are all done with the water in the pool. And then we go with a very strong acid, muriatic acid or hydrochloric acid, to actually do an acid wash treatment of the pool. So we kind of go up in our acid strengths to remove those stains. But I always tell people, if you can get it off with a weaker acid like ascorbic or citric, it helps to preserve the surface of that pool.
Yeah, I think that's an important point there. In wrapping this up, I think the Sealator products are highly effective. I've tested them. I know they work in real-world experience out there. I've also talked to experts in the field about them when I first started using them to say, hey, you know, this product, is it legitimate? You know, and everyone I've talked to, from Taylor to, you know, Bob Lowry, have confirmed that this product works. And I think one way that you set your company up apart from others is that you're not just a storefront selling your products, but you're also educating the pool professional and the homeowner on how to use the product, when to use the product, how to identify the stains. And so you're not just like selling a product and giving it to somebody and say, hope it works for you. You're actually educating the people who are using your product so that it is going to have the best results out there with the product. So I think the website that you've mentioned is a great resource for the pool pro and the homeowner. Regardless if they get the product or not, they have that information available. And I think that's one thing that's unique about Sealator is that you're not just a storefront selling products like other websites.
Great. Well, thank you. Yeah, we went at it a different way. I do a lot of education in the industry. I give a lot of seminars. I serve on a lot of committees. And it's important to, you know, I can solve the problem, but if I can teach you how to solve the problems, then you're out there and you're doing much, much more than I could individually. So we set the company up, at least the pool aspect website, to really educate the pool service professional and the customer, the homeowner, the pool owner, as to how to deal with these issues and the importance of balanced water and metal staining and other things, and, you know, importance of pool standards and codes and why it's important to hire the professionals to do this.
And I think the podcast recordings have really helped educate those listening that the metal stain removal process is not something that you should be afraid of. It's something that you should approach with the right knowledge base, of course, but it's something that's definitely doable, and removing stains is something that can be achieved if you have the right knowledge and use the product in the correct method.
Absolutely. I think podcasts, especially in the last year or so, have been incredibly valuable resource for us to educate as kind of the if you will, traditional means through in-person seminars have not been able to be held. I think the podcasts have been a great way to get to your customers, to your listeners. I want to encourage you to continue, and I'll be more than happy to come on whenever you want me to answer any questions.
Yeah, I appreciate that, John. I thank you for the time today to do these recordings, and I think it's gone a long way in helping those who are dealing with staining and metal issues to kind of know what they're looking at and kind of how to approach it in the best way possible, and using the Sealator products, of course, to remove the metals from the pool.
Okay, well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure to speak with you and with your listeners today on all these topics. And again, we're here to answer the questions. So email us, call us, and we'll be happy to address issues.
So there's a lot of information here presented in these 5 podcasts, and I definitely recommend listening to all the series together. You can learn more about Sealator and their products on their website, sealator.com. And again, I recommend listening to the other podcasts in the series. To find those, you just go to my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. On the banner, click on the podcast icon, and you can scroll down and see the 5 different series of recordings I did with Joe regarding metal and metal staining. And once you listen to these 5 podcasts, I think you're going to have a good foundation for treating metal and removing the metal in your customer's pool. Or if you're a homeowner listening, you can definitely apply this to your own pool. And I can't state strongly enough that knowledge is really an important factor when you're doing metal removal and stain treatment. And the more knowledge you have, the more comfortable you are with the process itself. And you understand different things of like how metal gets in the pool, how to remove it properly, and different aspects of the whole process. It'll become clear as you read the articles on their website. And of course, if you can go through the training seminars that Joe gives, I think you're going to really get a lot of knowledge. And the more knowledge you get, the more comfortable you are with the process, and the easier it is for you to sell it to your customers. And I think those are all important factors that come together. And the website's very transparent. There's a lot of good information on there. And I think they're more geared towards educating you as a professional, as a homeowner, than actually selling you a product. And I think that's a great stance to have as a company in the pool industry. I think if you're overly focused on selling a product and not educating your customers on how to use the product, you're going to probably lose in the end. And I think they have a great method of explaining how to use their products and how to treat the stains in a pool. And if you're in the industry and you want to enhance your business, definitely check out my coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. A lot of great benefits for joining that. And you can learn more, again, at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.